After Kadesh, we move on to Urchatz. We wash our hands without making a blessing of Al Nitiyas Yadayim for the sake of dipping the vegetable in the salt water. And ordinarily, we have someone going around and washing our hands. It's not considered modest that a woman will wash a man's hand or a man will wash a woman's hand unless they're husband and wife. If your hosts are doing it, so don't interfere. It's none of your business. Whatever they do, you do. But when you run your own homes, so take that into account and don't have your wives or daughters washing the men's hands. You should have a man washing men's hands and a woman washing women's hands. Ordinarily, very often, only the head of the house has his hands washed by other people. And the rest of the people all go to the sink and wash their hands. That's what we do by us to save time. Remember, we want the kids interested. Kids, you haven't asked any questions. No questions? I don't have any nash to give you here. I'm sorry. Okay. So then we take karpas. We take a vegetable. We're going to have to improvise. We'll take this vegetable. We take some kind of green vegetable, preferably not the vegetable that's going to be used for the mar. We make a blessing of Borei Pri Adama, and we have in mind that this blessing of Borei Pri Adama will also cover the mar. So guys, you can each take a vegetable. Thank you, Adam, for washing the vegetables for us. We have salt water right here. We make the blessing of Borei Pri Adama. And it's a discussion among the commentaries. Some say you should lean when you eat the karpas. Others say not. When you make the blessing Borei Pri Adama, have in mind that this blessing will also cover the maror. So we dip it in the salty water after we've washed our hands. Gentlemen, let's pass around the salt water. I'm sorry, but our salt had rice in it, so the rice ended up in the water. Don't worry, when you come to my house, I'm Ashkenazi, we don't have rice on Pesach, you won't have rice in the salt water. And thank you very much, Reuven, for donating the salt. Tada rabah. We hold it in our right hand. I'm a lefty, so I hold my food in my left hand when I make a blessing. And we make the blessing, you all have it. You all have your vegetable dipped in salt water. The salt water should be prepared before Yom Tiv. If you didn't prepare it before Yom Tiv, you may prepare it on Yom Tiv. The idea is that we're not allowed to salt, we're not allowed to pickle foods on Shabbos or Yom Tiv. So if you prepare a massive amount of salt and water, it looks like you're preparing to pickle. That's why the rabbis didn't want us preparing salt water on Shabbos and also on Yom Tiv. But if you don't have it ready before Yom Tiv, so you prepare it on Yom Tiv. After we dip the vegetable in salt water, we hold it in our right hand and we make a blessing. But having in mind the maror, we take less than a kazayas, less than the volume of an olive. If you take a larger amount than the volume of an olive, you run into a question. Do you have to make an after blessing after you've eaten the karpas? So we hold it in our right hand and we make the blessing, having in mind that it's going to cover the maror. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, borei pri ha'adama.
Is that
now the moment, yes.
Is that the volume of an olive? Or the
correct, the volume of an olive.